Hi, this is Kathy Kruger.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world, people sharing ways to improve your life.
And Jonah, today we'll be talking with Krista Jones about the great work of Sparrow's Nest. And I am so excited that she's back.
Well, first of all, Krista Jones is not only one of our favorite guests, she's one of our favorite people in the whole world. Good morning, Krista. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. I'm beautiful. How are you?
You are beautiful. And it's too bad people can't see that on the radio. So tell us and all the folks at home, what is Sparrow's Nest? What does it do and how did it get started?
So Sparrow's Nest is a 501c3 charity, and it was started 10 years ago out of my home. A very close friend of mine, a mom of three small little beings, had gotten sick. They diagnosed her with stage 4 colon cancer, and she had about a 2-year battle. And in the middle of this battle, I noticed she wasn't really getting the nutrition she needed. She was really worried about her children and just making sure there was dinner on the table for them. And as amazing as the community was bringing her meals all the time, it was too much. It was too much getting up and down and strangers coming in her house and not knowing where the food was from. So out of that, Sparrow's Nest was born. I started cooking meals for her and her children and her husband so that it was one less thing on her plate. Figuratively and, real. And, it just gave her precious time back to spend with her children. And she still had the anxiety taken off of her, knowing that they had something good to eat.
Now, how did it go from doing a favor for a close friend to the big enterprise it is today? Take us through the steps.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Kathy lost her battle to colon cancer in July of 2011. And when that happened, within probably 2 weeks, my financial director, my now financial director, not at the time, was diagnosed with cancer. And my graphic designer, also not now, but way back then, was diagnosed with cancer. My next door neighbor, and then one of the teachers at our school. So there were 4 or 5 people within probably a month period that were diagnosed. And I was working at a local radio station doing a morning show with a fabulous man, Fan Ritchie. And I just kept feeling this calling, like, why do you think this is, Krista? Like, do you really think this is a coincidence? How can this be a coincidence? This is not a coincidence. Wake up. So I was cooking for all of them. And I said to my husband, listen, I can cook for like 4 or 5 families. Why can't I cook for 40? And he was like, what are you talking about? So I joke with you guys all the time. He went to the bar. He really did go to the bar because I said to him, listen, I'm going to quit my job. We're going to use our savings. Let's build a kitchen on the back of our house. Let's cook for some people, make it a health department approved kitchen. And he came back tipsy and said, yes. I'm like, sign here so that I know it's true. And we never looked back. We built the kitchen. We ended up with maybe, 40, 50 people we were feeding. And then we were like, too big. Now we need to move again.
So how'd you come up with the name Sparrow's Nest? Before we find out the various stages, as you kept getting the kitchens bigger and bigger and handling more and more people, how'd you get the name Sparrow's Nest?
My friend Kathy was very spiritual. And I think when you are really looking death in the face and then you are told you have a timeline, which of course we all have a timeline. We just don't know that.
Know it. Right.
When you're told you have that timeline, everything changes. And what really are your priorities? And people do a million different things during that. And she was on a spiritual quest. So she at the time was Catholic. She went to a Christian church. She really loved it. And she kind of immersed herself because she was really preparing herself for what lies, after that, because really for many people, that's the most important part. And her favorite song was called His Eye Is on the Sparrow. And it's a song about no matter where you are and no matter what you're doing, he has you. Mm-hmm. He has you even when you don't think he has you. He may be small or he may not be seen, but he's there and he's watching and he's taking care of you. And it was such a lovely song and it was played at her funeral because she lost her battle.
Oh, dear.
And it was so... it just hit me in the gut. And so when we were done with that, I wasn't even sure we were going to do a charity, but I knew I had to do something. Sat down with a group of friends. And as this kind of came to be, I said, listen, I think that needs to be part of this whole mission. And we were like, well, what does a sparrow take care of? They take care of their nest. And it's kind of how it all came together.
And it's beautiful.
My guest on Radio Rotary is Krista Jones of Sparrow's Nest, and she's telling us about the great work of her organization, which started out small in her kitchen, where she was feeding, how many in your kitchen? How many families
did you
feed?
I think we got to maybe 40 people. But once we hit that mark, we were like, our neighbors are going to kill us.
So what was your next step? Yeah,
because
go ahead, Kathy.
You said your neighbors are going to kill you. And is it because people were, you were delivering the meals though at the time. It wasn't like they were coming to your home, correct?
Well, we had volunteers coming to our home to cook them.
Right.
Maybe four or five people, but we still had six or seven volunteers coming the next day to deliver them. So, you know, nobody wants to see that in a cul-de-sac. My neighbors on the left, amazing people. My neighbors on the right, probably calling cops on me every day. So we knew it was time to move. So we found space in the Summerlin Plaza. We got everything out. We've been here for, it was 5 years in July. We asked for a little bit of extension because there's more great things on the horizon.
Well, yes, before we get to that, how many people are you feeding now from Sparrow's Nest?
Oh, we're feeding too many. Probably 430 a week.
And
430?
And you didn't mean it when you said too many, because you would feed twice that if you could. Yes.
I mean too many because how sad that we don't have a cure.
Exactly.
I'll feed 2,000 people if I need to. But like, where are we, people? Let's go.
Yeah.
We can cure everything else. Like, we've got to find a better way to do this. So sadly, there's still 430-ish people in our realm, and that number is probably going to double by next year.
Now, you must have a website where people can learn more about Sparrow's Nest. What's your website?
We do. It's sparrowsnestcharity.org.
Say that one more time, Krista.
sparrowsnestcharity.org.
And folks, home, get a pencil and paper. We'll have our great guest, Krista Jones, repeat that in the next portion of the program. Now, as far as feeding these 430 people, I know you have a variety, a varied menu, and there was a reason behind that. Tell us the tale of the baked ziti.
So the reason behind it is actually my mom. I grew up very poor. I didn't know that I was very poor because my mom used to go through the paper, especially every Sunday, get all the ads, find out everything that was on sale, get it all, freeze it all. She'd buy in bulk. We didn't have a Sam's Club back then. I'm not that old, though. Nobody laughed. And we used to get a different meal every day. So I didn't realize I was poor. Something in that made me feel that I had food security.
Because
it was something new every day. I had no idea it was a leftover from the day before and she was mixing it with something on sale at Stop and Shop. I had no idea what was going on. So we just, we ate and we thought we ate like kings, and we refused to repeat a recipe for a year at Sparrow's Nest because of it.
And we're going to find out more about that right after Kathy Kruger tells us who keeps us fed by sponsoring Radio Rotary this week.
Well, Jenna, we are sponsored by NBT Bank, Third Eye Associates, Hunt and Harvest Caterers, Rise Online Marketing Strategies, and by the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
We're back with more Radio Rotary right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation, supporting the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Community. Our mission is prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects, we fund scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Overdose Awareness Memorial located on the Dutchess County Rail Trail. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me, like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. Not to mention one that's been top rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are there wedding bells in your future? Hi, this is Rotarian Cindy Kish. Hunt and Harvest is a full-service catering company covering the Hudson Valley, Connecticut, the Berkshires, New York City, and beyond. Although we specialize in wedding celebrations, we are also available for all of your special occasions. We recently opened Hunt and Harvest Provisions, a place where you can purchase our handmade products, prepared meals, and desserts, as well as specialty grocery items. We are conveniently located in the village of Millbrook at 18 Washington Avenue. Contact us today at provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com. That's provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treeboss, and with me is our co-host and producer, Kathy Kruger, and part of her job is to book great guests, and she's booked the best, Krista Jones. Kathy, reintroduce the lovely Krista to our audience.
We have, you know, the beauty of Krista is you call her and you ask her to come on the show, and she's been our guest probably three or four times already, and she says, sure, when do you want me? And it's like 24 hours later, she's on our show. But there's a good reason. She's the founder of Sparrow's Nest, and she's got some great news to share with us, and that's why I want her on the show.
But we're going to keep the people in suspense about the great news, because first, for those who joined us late, Krista, remind everyone, what is Sparrow's Nest and the progression that you've made from cooking meals in your kitchen to a big commercial kitchen to something even bigger that's coming up? So, right. Krista, take it away.
So I lost a friend in 2011, and I realized there was such a need for these people to just get nutritious meals when you're battling a cancer diagnosis. And especially as a mom, you know, we're juggling, we're doing a million things, and we can't afford to be sick. And cancer isn't just a cold. I mean, cancer is a big deal, and you are sick. And she wasn't able to make meals for her kids. So I started bringing them over. I started saying to the community, listen, there's a million other ways you can help her. You can get her gas cards. You can get her children to and from practices. Let me take care of the food. Because with a cancer patient and a compromised immune system, you also have to be careful who you're getting food from. Mm-hmm. So I started cooking it out of my house, scrubbing and cleaning it, ended up going legit, health department approved, and started making meals for the masses. We started with moms that had cancer. We then moved to moms and dads that had cancer, then moved to mom, dads, caregivers, anybody caring for children right. that had cancer, and finally threw children into the mix. So the mission as it stands right now is cooking and delivering homemade meals to families facing a cancer diagnosis with children 18 or under living in the home.
And right now you're handling an amazing number of people. Tell the folks at home how many people you're helping.
We're handling about 430 people every week.
And is that, how many meals a week do you give them?
So we give them two meals a week, plus we have a supplemental program where ever since COVID hit, the numbers are just, they're growing leaps and bounds. So that program is for people that are facing food insecurities. Mm-hmm. If you're facing food insecurities, you're having a hard time getting any meal on the table. There is a third program that gives you fresh fruits and vegetables and protein that's uncooked. And it's just a grocery bag of stuff for you to be able to make for the remainder of the week.
And this is what you provide. You provide all this.
We do. So the two meals come to you cooked, ready for you to reheat and make, along with salads and desserts and all that great stuff. And then another third of our people almost. So about, actually, it is a third. It's about 40 of our families out of 110 families. About 40 of our families need to take the extra. So they get this third grocery bag with all of this food in it.
So you're a food pantry too, basically.
We are.
Yeah.
We try really hard to make sure that everything is prepared beforehand because we're sick. Making all that extra stuff is tough. But we try to strategically give you groceries.
Yes.
Now, Krista, give us the website again. If anybody out there is in need of your services, or if they want to help you out, I mean, do you have a need for volunteers?
Sure. So if you go to sparrowsnestcharity.org, there's a section that, you know, just says, I want to help, and you get to choose. You can say, I am sick. I know someone that's sick. I want to volunteer. I want to donate. There's a million different things on that section.
Okay.
You know, so there's something for everybody.
And what kind of jobs do you have for volunteers?
Well, we're going to have a lot of jobs coming up, but I'll wait for that big announcement to talk to you about that. Okay. You know, we have a little bit of kitchen work. not quite where I want it to be yet, but that's because there's other things coming down the pipe. When we talk about that, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
I know I'm being very secretive right now. You know, we need drivers.
For deliveries.
For deliveries to our cancer patients. And we need them in a lot of counties because we don't just feed Dutchess. We feed Ulster County where the truck goes. So our truck goes to all these other counties and meets volunteers there. And we have a lot of need in Ulster County, in Orange County, you know, the Newburgh area and areas like that, Putnam County, Northern Westchester County. So listen, I'll put you to work. Okay. You can make homemade cards. That's a need. You can do goodie bags. That's a need. We need people to just, you know, create smiles. So okay. We'll find something for you to do.
Just
you
as know, long you, as I wouldn't have to cook because
not at all. You can
God,
shop,
I make somebody
Kathy.
Worse. Yeah,
I'll make a chunk.
Yeah. And you know, nobody creates better smiles than Krista Jones of Sparrow's Nest. Now, Krista, share with our audience your baked ziti philosophy.
So here's the baked ziti philosophy. When my friend Kathy was very, very sick and I took over most of the food, it was just a very small community of her friends delivering. You know, we did so because at one point I had to buy Kathy another freezer because she gets so much ziti from the community. Because one, it's easy to make because we're busy people.
Yeah.
We want to help our friends, but crap, man, we're doing it at 5:36 at night after we have come home from work, driven our kids all over, and we're trying just to figure out our own lives. So most times ziti's our go-to. So it's cheap. It's easy. It's delicious. It's what we bring. But when you bring people that are sick, 78 trays of it,
right.
It's just too much. And you know, when she was really, really sick, and I knew that this was something that I was going to do, and she and I talked about it, and she said, you really need to do this for other people. She said, just promise me, no ziti. I was like, I promise you, no ziti. You will never get ziti at Sparrow's Nest. That's for everybody else to make.
So here's the deal. We're going to find out what kind of menus you do have. But folks at home, if you don't have trays of ziti in your freezer, send them to Radio Rotary, care of this station. I'll eat it. Okay.
Eat it.
So what kind of, in the minute we have left, Krista, for this segment, what kind of menus do you put together for the patients?
Well, you know, we're going into fall. So fall are going to be a lot of soups and stews. And actually, we have stew this week. So this week, we're doing a country beef stew. We also did a buffalo chicken cauliflower rice casserole. We did everything bagel bread that we cooked up. Very delicious. And we did a salad. And we just did strawberries. So strawberries dipped in white and dark chocolates.
Oh, you know, so do you have a dietitian with you, culinary person?
So we have had on our board Chelsea Hertel, who comes from New Vance.
Okay.
And,
oh, there you go.
Yeah, you can't do more than 6 years on our board. She's off now, but she and I go back and forth all the time. Because interestingly, some of our patients need more fat in their diet.
Right.
Our patients need less fat. And I tell people all the time, it's not even for the patient. Patient's not eating it. Patient is sick. The patient is taking my soup, putting it in an ice cube tray, freezing it, and maybe two or three soups a day. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes they're just too sick to eat. This is for everybody else to have the strength to then take care of them because they're sick.
Yeah, yeah. That's terrific. So in this a few seconds we have left in this segment, invite everybody to come on your website and let them know how you need their assistance.
Come on the website, sparrowsnestcharity.org. If you don't know how to work a website like my mom, call us. Call us 845-204-9421.
And folks, don't get a pencil and paper because our great guest, Krista Jones, will repeat that in the next portion of the program, which comes to you right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Rotarian Susan Simon of Third Eye Associates. Rotarians devote themselves to caring for others. Sometimes we forget to care for ourselves, especially when it comes to planning for our future. At Third Eye Associates, we provide fee-only financial life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. ThirdEyeAssociates.com for more information or call us at 845-752-2216. That's 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treibwasser. With me is my co-host, Kathy Kruger, who's going to introduce our fabulous guest. Kathy, take it away.
Oh, Jonah, we have one of our very special guests that we love dearly, Krista Jones, and she's going to talk about what she's doing for so many people that need her so desperately at Sparrow's Nest. So, Krista, just take it away.
So, Krista, you've got a big announcement.
Yeah.
For somebody who started out making meals for cancer patients and their families from her little kitchen. You've evolved over the years, and now here's the big announcement, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have a drum, so we can't do a drum roll, but take it away, Krista.
So, you know, I have always wanted to cook for anyone that faced a cancer diagnosis, but I had to do it small. We had to start with moms and then dads and then caregivers and then, you know, children. And oh my goodness, I'm gonna cry. I can't even look at Kathy.
I know.
what many people don't realize is my own mom is sick. My own mom has been fighting skin cancer for about 15 years now. So, you know, and you know, every 6 months she has to go for something else, and she's fine and it keeps getting removed. But I always think, oh my gosh, if this was my mom, I couldn't feed my own mom.
Right?
Because we feed people that have children 18 and under living in the home. So I said to the board, We got to do it. And we can't do it here. So the big announcement is last year we bought about 3.5 acres of land across from the library in the town of Beekman. And we are in the process right now. The foundation is in the ground for our 7,000 square foot facility that then allows us to open it up, not just to senior citizens who we all know are facing probably the most food insecurities, but anyone with any cancer diagnosis that is within this 35-mile radius. It doesn't matter if they have children, if they have children that have aged out, if they live here and they're young kids live in Florida. From here on out, we will be able to feed anyone that has a cancer diagnosis. It won't probably happen until summer, maybe fall of next year, but the building will be up and ready by February at the latest.
And it will be a fully equipped commercial kitchen?
It will be a fully equipped commercial kitchen. So right now we have about 2,000 square feet here in the Summerlin Plaza, and it's probably, I don't know, 2/3 office, the rest kitchen, maybe 800 feet kitchen. We are moving to offices that are 2,000 square foot space and kitchen that is 2,000 square foot space. And then 3,000 square feet is going to kind of be left alone right now, storage and a million other things we have to do, because I feel, maybe not in my lifetime, probably though in my lifetime, I feel that we will feed more than cancer. I feel that we will feed Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and ALS. I don't feel it's in the next 2 or 3 years, but you guys know me. I need a challenge. I get bored after a while. Once I get it running and I get it running good, I'm like, now what more can we do for the community? So we gave ourselves way too much space. You know, it was interesting. My board originally was like, we don't need it. And I'm like, I don't need it, but that's the legacy. Somebody else needs to be able to grow into it. So 7,000 square feet, people get ready. It's coming.
Well, Krista, I was going to say 7,000, that's a huge, huge building.
It is.
And you are a 501c3.
We are.
How are you doing this? How are you raising the money to do this? Because
it's a very good question. Yes. So George Stoll, who is our contractor, he's been with me since the beginning, and he came in with his bid like half the price of any other bid. Mm-hmm. And if we didn't know him and he hadn't bid on everything else, we would have picked it apart and said, what the heck is wrong? But he came in at $2 million when every other bid was over four.
Yeah.
So we have spent the last 10 years with anything that we have extra, putting it away. So I comfortably have 1.3 of that already.
Good for you.
We have commitments for another 150 that are coming in this year. So we have a capital campaign for about $650,000 that is up on the website now. This is a campaign, though, that is different for our community. So it's going to take a little bit for them to wrap their heads around. This is not a $25 t-shirt. This is a campaign that starts at $2,500. Okay. And it goes all the way up to $75,000. But it has everything from having a bench with a loved one's name on it. And listen, this is not something that you're just memorializing people. This is something that you're celebrating people that are alive. Mm-hmm. This is something that you might want your family's name to go on, because how cool, my family's there and I can sit in this beautiful garden on this bench and know that we've made a difference. So these are big dollars. This is $2,500, $5,000. We're doing it a little different than most people do with their capital campaigns. You can pledge it and then you can get fundraising links and you can take time to raise it.
Okay.
So if you really want a bench for $10,000 and you want your brothers and your sisters and your whole family to be in on it, we'll give you a fundraising link and you have till the rest of the year. So that right now is on our website. So just because you start the motions and you're clicking what you want to do at the end, you do not have to pay for it. You can pledge for it.
And companies can still do this too, correct?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yes. Anybody can. 100%. Anybody can. Okay.
And the website is?
SparrowsNestCharity.org.
Folks, don't get a pencil and paper, because Crystal will repeat that before the end of the program. And when this whole operation, this gigantic operation, is in its new home, how many meals are going to be able to do in the course of a week?
Oh, goodness. We'll probably be able to do, I'd say, 1,000 people a day.
A day.
It'll be the logistics of how that's going to go out, right?
Right.
And that's from you starting with one family.
Yeah.
Did you ever back then, in your wildest imaginations, dream we get this big?
Oh, yeah.
Of course she did. Of course she did.
You know, here's the great thing. I'm very spiritual. And I really believe, for me, I believe God's hand's all over it, so it can't fail. And whatever your spiritual beliefs are, you know, that's your own business. But he's been nudging on my shoulder for about 4 years. So when they say he will slam a door, let me tell you, we had space next door to us and this space. And that's where we put everything. And if you were able to see my office, you would be like, oh my gosh, what a mess. Because let me tell you what he did. He kept going, you need to move, you need to move, you need to move. And I was like, I'm happy. I feel good here. I'm comfortable. So next door, somebody next door rented the space. My landlord's like, you gotta go. I had to move everything next door into one space here. And it is a nightmare. We are like, oh my gosh. So we have outgrown this space. There is nothing to do but build.
And you've got a couple things coming up. Tell us real quick, other fundraisers.
If you go on to SparrowsNestCharity.org, you will see the Build the Nest campaign.
Okay.
But you will also see there's a live auction.
Right.
And it has more than $30,000 worth of trips and golf events and a ski lodge. It's like all this cool stuff. The drawing is going to be Thursday night. The bidding closes Thursday night, which is the 28th. at 9 o'clock, so you can get in on these really cool prizes.
So the 28th of September. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
Thursday night.
Give us the website one more time.
SparrowsNestCharity.org.
Krista Jones of Sparrow's Nest, thank you so much for everything you do to make people's lives better. And thanks for joining us today on Radio Rover. You are the best. We love you.
We love you, honey. And God be with you. He is.
And Kathy, who do we love for sponsoring Radio Rotary this week?
We love Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, and the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Wallkill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210.
For my co-host Kathy Kruger, our production director, Randy Turner, this is Jonah Treeboss, and thank you. Thank you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at this very same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, RadioRotaryNow.org.